Romans 5, verse 20. The law was added so that the trespass might increase. But where sin increased, grace increased all the more. So that, just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Christ our Lord. Romans 6. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to him as instruments of righteousness. For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? By no means. Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him as slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey, whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness. But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. I'm going to stop there. I have so many thoughts that I am so glad I can use this little chat to whoever out there on the earth will listen, and to myself in the future, to just organize all my thoughts by talking them out. I wanted to start with reading the word. This morning when I woke up, I had that terror that sometimes comes with certain mental health, emotional health, and well-being struggles, where the day just seemed massively overwhelming to me. Sometimes when I look at a new year, even though the new year can bring up hope and promise and excitement and a refreshment, there's also the other side of that for those of us who struggle with some mental health issues. These are things that would be socially inappropriate to say out loud. But at the risk of sounding truly morbid and bizarre, one thought that comes into my mind is, it's a new year. Maybe we won't all make it through this year, or
maybe this will be the year that is the last, or maybe something catastrophic will happen. And it's very important to take our thoughts captive. I think for anybody, but especially for those of us who have mental health challenges, because they can really spiral out of control. And these thoughts can really seek to take us as prisoners and make us a slave to fear, to really keep us frozen at bay and not doing the things that God called us to do. This morning, I had that thought just in the day. So I often say, when life seems challenging and it seems too overwhelming, I have to break things down into smaller chunks. I have to say, just get through the day. And sometimes, some days, you have to just take it a moment at a time. When I woke up and I just said, I'm afraid of this day. I'm afraid to get out of bed. It's exhausting to do all the things that need to be done. Not necessarily physically, but mentally, emotionally. And I really was struggling. And it occurred to me that I was not in the Word. I was not in the Word. Today is a Monday. I was not in the Word on Saturday or Sunday. And it's something that we need to consider. I know that as believers in Christ, we understand the importance of reading the Word. But we don't always want to do that. And sometimes life gets in the way and we just get too busy and we forget. Or maybe we don't forget, but it's just busy and we say, you know, I'll get back to that tomorrow or the day after. I don't typically spend quiet time on Sundays because I think to myself, today is church, so I will get my spiritual nourishment that way. And maybe that's a cop-out. I'm not sure, but that's just what I typically gravitate towards in my mind. But to go Saturday and Sunday and then this morning, just having that realization, like, why am I so completely drowning in fear, anxiety, and having so much trouble? And that, you know, that old worship song, this is the air I breathe, your daily word, it's like bread to us. If you think about it, what would happen if we went 2 days without food, food or water, if we just had nothing? We would not be in a good place. And as those of us who have chosen to live a life in Christ, when we don't nourish ourselves with the Word, our spirits are not in a good place. And so I wanted to get into the Word this morning and feed my soul and share that with you. I heard a friend also this morning. She was talking about, she has her own podcast, and I was listening to her podcast early this morning. She was talking about the need to get back into meditation and affirmations. And I thought about that. And, you know, God made all things. And he talks in his word about not calling what is clean unclean. So everything is under the Lord, but he does give us healthy boundaries. And that's not to say that meditation and affirmations are unclean, because I think there is value to that to some extent. However, for those of us who walk in Christ, we can have affirmations and meditations in the Word. So we need to remember that we need to be filling ourselves with the truth. And there's nothing more affirming than reading out loud or listening to the actual Word. That is, to the believer, to the follower of Christ, the most affirming thing. Because it's not fake affirmation, and it's not what we can will ourselves to do. Because the human mind is so powerful, so powerful. And I do believe that we can, depends on what type of person God created you, you can really accomplish some phenomenal things on this earth. We have evidence of that. We can see that. Throughout history, some human beings who have done extraordinary things. And so there is a power of the mind to will yourself to something. But you know what? Our mind cannot take us all the way. That's what I believe. Because I think ultimately God has a plan. And I think also that There is sometimes, because we live on the earth, there are things that will be beyond our control. There will be. Live this life long enough and you'll see there are things that are thrown our way that we cannot control. And so I believe that affirmations and telling yourself, you know, things like, you are powerful, you are strong, you can do anything you put your mind to. All these things, to me, they're not ultimately encouraging, because you're missing an element of truth in there. It just feels empty, is basically my point. But to combine truth, when, you know, the Lord says we are fearfully and wonderfully made. When I'm reading Romans and it says we're dead to sin but alive in Christ. When I'm in the middle of fear. There's nothing more affirming to me, because the Word is living. There is no other book, text, words that are alive, that are backed by the power of the living God, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And, you know, the issue really is, if you, as a believer, if you accept that, if you believe that with all your heart, if you've aligned yourself to believe that the Word of God is actually the Word of God. So we're just going to disagree. I'm going to disagree with someone who I'm telling them, this is my philosophy, this is my belief, this is my faith. They say, well, agree to disagree, because I don't really believe the Word is, you know, it was written by people. Well, then, you know, yes, we will agree to disagree. We're not going to get any further in the conversation. So I'm not trying to convince anyone, but this is what I believe. And if you believe the same thing and you struggle with your mental health, there's nothing more affirming than the Word itself, because it's full of true encouragement, true hope, true reality, true power. And meditation, same thing. When we close our eyes to meditate on what we read, or if we're weeping and mourning and struggling with anxiety or depression or whatever it is that we're struggling with, and we are calling out to the Lord for help, and we're resting in grace, and we are resting in His presence, that meditation fills us. However, it is more powerful, because we who have chosen to walk in Christ have the Holy Spirit living within us. We can grieve the Holy Spirit, but we are marked with him and he resides in us. He's not going to move out of our soul, of our heart, of our mind every time we mess up, because that's what it says here. Once we are alive in Christ, we are dead to sin. So we can mess up every day, numerous times a day, not as it says here, not as a choice, but that's just our human nature. So it's not that we're choosing to for grace to abound. We're saying, oh, we'll just do whatever because grace got us. No, that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is when we fall many times, we still have the power of the Holy Spirit. When we meditate on our own power and we're just, you know, doing deep breathing, which I'm all for breathing. I have used breathing techniques. And again, I'm not calling those things unclean. It's backed by studies and research, and we as followers of Christ can remember to breathe. And I think because of the world that we live in today, I don't think it was like this necessarily, you know, in thousands of years ago. We weren't running this rat race. Things in our daily life used to take a lot of time. It took time to put a meal together. And I know there was breathing, you know, there's actual breathing involved. And I think we are so tense in our modern day society that I think it's of value to take time to breathe. But when we're breathing devoid of doing that to seek Christ, when we're just going through emotion and not adding our connection to the Lord, to the Holy Spirit, then I believe it's meaningless. And that's just my belief. The other thing that I wanted to say, sorting out my million random thoughts today, is that our faith, our journey with God, is not linear. And that's why this podcast is so important to me, because I want to put the messiness out there for myself, because I struggle with that. I like people to think that, you know, I don't know. I know people, nobody who knows me knows that. Nobody who knows me thinks that I have it all together. They can see from a mile away that I don't have it all together. But I guess I want to put out there that, you know, I'm a strong child of God. I follow him without fail. I'm really, you know, I've got it together, I guess, in my faith. But it's important for me to record that it's actually very messy. When I go back and I listen to older podcasts, you know, or Panic Attack, or the struggles that I had with previous jobs, or the struggles that I have with mental health challenges, you know, it's, yes, part of me says, oh, that's so embarrassing. I should know better. But no, absolutely not. Our pastor said that in a sermon recently, like, let's not glorify sin, but let's be more transparent about when we are falling as believers. Because I'll tell you, I have never met, I'm thinking in my Rolodex in my brain about all the believers, I do not recall anyone who has followed Christ and has followed him in a linear way, just getting deeper and deeper and more holy and more holy and more sinless. No, I haven't observed that. Maybe that, you know, I digress. Maybe that does happen. But I think it's again, like I said last time, the blessing is not external, nor is it circumstantial. The blessing is what is happening inside. So God will continue to use what we are struggling with to shine light onto another layer that we need to offer to Him. And so we do get, the blessing is we are refined and we do get closer to Him, and our understanding is deepened and our faith is deepened. But that doesn't mean that we, you know, we're on this, I don't know, this linear path. I think it's not, I don't think it's one or the other. I think it's both, if that makes sense. So yes, in yesterday's sermon, it was talking about being refined by fire. And I love that picture, the process of, you know, being refined by fire as when all the imperfections rise to the top and then that is removed, and then the process repeats, and then more imperfections come to the top and those imperfections are removed. That's a fantastic analogy, and I don't think there's any mistake that God uses that analogy. I think it's I don't have it offhand, but it's I want to say it's in maybe Psalms or Proverbs, where the dross is removed in the process of silver. Yes, note to self, I'll have to find where that is today. So I don't think it's any mistake the analogies that he uses. As it says a little bit further down from where I read here in Romans, Romans 6:19, I put this in human terms because you are weak in your natural selves. So I think that because we are weak as humans, we can't comprehend all things. The Bible is full of analogies that help us to understand this walk and this journey and what God is trying to show us. I love that there is really only two choices as outlined here in Romans. You can be a slave to obedience, or you can be a slave to sin. And unfortunately, or fortunately, whatever way you want to look at it, there is no middle ground. That may be uncomfortable for us to digest, but that is the truth. That's what God says. You can pick to be a slave to obedience or a slave to sin. And being a slave to sin brings death. And being a slave to obedience means righteousness. Last week, when I said the best year for your mental health, follow obedience. And then this came up again this week. It's like maybe this is something I just need to lean into this year. By no means is this easy. I was talking to my husband this weekend, plans for our family for this year to just, there's always so much, right? In a family of five, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of intricate details, very complex things going on because humans are so unique and the relationships are unique, and wow, it's a lot. And we were talking about how to just bring health more into our household. And the analogy came to my mind that about food and about how if we provide things that are unhealthy as an option, that's the things we're going to go for. Like if we have it there just like as like a little backup or just something to do, and then offer healthy options also, children and adults are probably not going to want to go. I mean, unless you're very disciplined and used to it, maybe, as a practice. But when you're trying to do better, health-wise, I'm talking about, you're not going to grab the salad. You're going to grab the chips. You know, I can't say that with certainty because everybody's different, but that's just my opinion. So I think if you really want to do if you want to do what's best, and not best, but if you want to make it easier, just don't have a choice for something to grab that's convenient and not as healthy, because you're gonna go for that. And over the course of the days, if all you have are healthy choices, and your flesh, your body, because this is, you know, in our humanity, we're very connected to like our brain chemistry, the hormones, the chemicals, we're connected to all these things. And as I said before, our minds are very powerful. We are going to want to, we're going to eventually say, you know what, I guess I'll have the salad. Initially, we can say, no, I don't want that. We could be stubborn. We could say, you know what, I'd rather not eat. I'm craving, you know, the salty or the sweet or whatever. Eventually, you're going to cave in because you're going to get hungry. But our flesh doesn't want to pick automatically what is best for us. And there's a resistance. Initially, it's like the same with our Christianity. We're struggling, and it's like the Lord is like, here I am. I am what you need. And we know this. We know that that's what we need. But in our flesh, we say, if we're honest with ourselves, we might not say this out loud. I'm like, yeah, I know the word. And yeah, I know I'm supposed to worship. Yeah, I know I'm supposed to meditate with Jesus, like spend quiet time with him and take time to breathe in and breathe out and focus on him. And yeah, I know that, but I really want, you know, fill in the blank, whatever. I really want, I guess I could use my own analogy, but if I could just try moving again to the right place, because this situation is not working. It's really hard. It still isn't the right combination of, you know, church location, work location, school location, all the things, all the dynamics in a family. It's not the right combination of all the things. It still doesn't come together like a nice puzzle. And this is like what the third place we've tried moving to in our life with as a family of five. So for me, it's like, yeah, I know only the Lord can satisfy, but really, if I could just figure out this moving situation, then I'll, you know, then I'll work on the Jesus stuff. I'll work on my faith. No, that's not true. Like, it's not true. Like, there is no, whatever your, you know, variable X is, fill in the blank. We can check off that thing. I'm borrowing from yesterday's sermon still. We can check off that thing on the list, and still, it's not going to fill the hole. Because the only thing that will fill that hole is our relationship with the Lord. So I just wanted to share these thoughts with you today. I went pretty long, but there was a lot to organize. I hope that that's of some value to someone out there, and I pray that it would encourage you. I pray that you would choose obedience, because it is what brings us true balance, true hope, true encouragement, true power. It's not easy. I don't for one second pretend that it's easy, but it's a choice. So be blessed, and thanks for listening, and until next time, bye-bye.